Oh, it's over already? Oh, okay.
すぐに来ましたよ、日本来ましたよ。Time for Takafumi's Arc.
I'm your host, Aspidey, and joining me today we have Carafian.
Hey!
Pepe.
Ahoy hoy.
And joining us for the first time, Manga Oscar.
Yay, that's me.
Yes, it is. How does it feel to be on your first podcast, man?
Oh, I don't know how to begin, I don't know how to continue, and I don't know how to end. I have no clue.
just wing it, man. Believe in yourself like Takafumi believed in himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just have to go with full Tomoya for the determination.
Power through, Manga Oscar.
Yeah, I'll go power through and go get this podcast done and everything. It's just
Pepe, I believe you have our recap today.
Yes, I do.
Freshly squeezed
recap, 100% recap. Anyway, whenever you guys... Well, I'll just start whenever I'm ready, then.
Yeah.
I'll time you.
Okay. We return to Takafumi 4, where former sports star Takafumi, a shell of his old self, is dragged back into the game by Tomoya and his pro typing skill. He starts his intense training regimen. Dan! Dan, dan, dan! Dan, dan, dan! Dan, dan, dan! After his intense training regimen, Takafumi does it. He finished the race, and though he doesn't win the race, he wins the girl. He wins himself back. Hooray, Takafumi!
Nice one.
Clapping.
Was that 30 seconds?
That was 32 seconds. Good enough.
That was fine.
It's kind of like... This arc was really good, but it felt so small, and it's just kind of like, oh, that's it.
Mm. Well, yeah.
Definitely.
That's this arc in a nutshell. None of it is really bad, but there's not much of it.
The length was like 2 or 3 hours. I remember finishing
it,
all in
one hour.
Night. Oh, yeah, maybe, I think.
It was really
short. Yeah, it was short. Well, I'll bring up something many people said in the forum. I don't know if it's too soon, but I feel like Kanako deserved a bit more development there. I don't know, the way she thinks about the whole situation. Maybe not a whole route, but something. It's wasted potential.
Do you think there should have been more?
Yes.
Well, yeah. But that's it. I mean, I think the thing that... We should have seen the way she thinks about the whole situation in general, not just some random things. She has some wasted potential there, and it's not that her part was bad, but she deserves some more lines. She deserves more. That's my whole concern about this route. It wasn't bad though. I don't know. What do you guys think about it?
Yeah, I feel like Kanako is very much just a plot device in this arc. And that makes me sad because they include this whole character just to be a plot device, and I feel like she should get her own story arc too. Where's her development, you know?
Last arc.
So much potential.
That's kind of an interesting thought because I think I'd consider her much more of a plot device if he got her own arc.
No, really.
Continue.
Because then she would just push the story forward, but like this, she's just there because that's her character. That's who she is.
Yeah, but
that's much more of her as her own person rather than a plot device.
You think so?
Really?
I feel like there was a lot of psychology there that just wasn't explored. She was just a love interest. It's like I want to hear about her own motivations and her goals and desires.
She was very in the background, I think, in this route compared to the last route where she took not center stage, but she took the side stage.
She was pretty important in last arc, I guess.
Yeah.
But they really built her up to be more than she was in this arc, I feel.
She definitely had an important role in this arc, but I think it's because she had an important role with Takafumi and this whole thing that it was better for Takafumi that she didn't interfere, because they're in a very volatile situation. I think her interfering in the wrong way might have just caused the Takafumi to give up and so on. So I guess she might have been afraid, you know? I mean, yeah. I think it's what sums up what we want to happen is we just want more Kanako.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Because she's such a good character, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, about this interfering thing, I mean, it's true that she shouldn't interfere with Takafumi, but she can as well interfere with Tomoya, and Tomoya just... Mm. Even Tomo, go guess what comes out of that. Not anything.
Yeah, that's... Well. That's true.
She didn't get many lines.
Well, Tomo, even Tomo didn't have much screen time in this route.
Which is
in this
fine.
Arc. But Tomo... She's so precious.
It's not her arc yet.
I know. Oh, okay. I'm not going to continue that.
But yeah, excellent. This is very much not a Kanako arc. It's very much a Takafumi arc.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why it's called Takafumi arc.
Yeah.
Right. Is it the Takafumi arc after all?
It's not.
Oh, really?
That's what we call it.
That's what we call it.
Oh, okay. Well, then we call it that way because Takafumi is in there. It's not Kanako. All right. That's right.
But I have to say, on some level, I can appreciate the fact that Kanako doesn't get her own arc because, really, she can resolve her own problems herself. Like, just being with the other guys is all the resolution she needs.
Well, she was being very stubborn about, like, not accepting her dad, and I believe that wouldn't have been resolved if Takafumi didn't, you know, finish his
arc. Yeah, exactly.
And I think in, like... She resolved her own problems by, you know, having Takafumi resolve his problems. Because I guess her emotions are still very much connected to Takafumi. She's still,
yeah, it's very precarious.
She still loves him. It's so sweet, even though she treats him like shit.
Yeah.
Well, not just Takafumi, though. I mean, Tomoya and Tomoyo are also there and also important to her.
Mm. Yeah, it's, definitely. It's...
And also treated like shit by her.
Also treated like shit by her, yes. You know you're important to Kanako if she treats you like shit.
I don't know about that. Warning sirens, guys. Alright. But anyway, we're not here to talk about Kanako, are we? We're here to talk about Takafumi.
I guess I have one thing to talk about in this route and how it connects to the previous route. Like... Anyway, we all know how that if you don't beat up the thugs in the last arc, you fail to convince Takafumi to tell Tomoya about his past, right? And it's interesting how that event connects to this event where Tomoya suddenly gets the courage or maybe stupidity to practice typing tutor.
Let's just call it stubbornness.
Stubbornness.
I didn't really like this.
Yeah. This was one good part. Like, one thing that I don't see in other stories where, like, okay, this story is over, but we're going to use this story to, like, help strengthen the characters in the next story, you know?
Yeah, that's it's one thing I really most like visual about novels. After.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think there's something that has to do with the way it's structured. I mean, normally there are many routes, but here it's arc after arc after arc, so it's easier to develop.
This is
develop
a lot more cast. Like an anime than a visual novel.
Yeah, that's it. But at the same time,
you have the advantages of a visual novel in that you can also see what happens if you fail.
Yes, and it's that's horrible. What I love. That's what I love about visual novels. And I thought it was believable, at least, like how Tomoya needs that strength to power through.
I've always liked these sort of plots of like trying to force yourself into an uncomfortable situation to overpower someone with your willpower, and like challenging someone to something that you know you're probably not very good at, but like winning anyway. This is a thing that Kia's done a few times before. It's in Clannad, it's in Little Busters, but I still really like it every time I see it.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's one character we haven't talked about yet that still plays a big role in this route, and that is Tomoyo herself.
Oh yeah, guess what? This Vienne is called Tomoyo after.
She is here, and she is relevant, although not as relevant as Tomoya and Takafumi, of course. She does contribute to bringing this situation to its end.
She does, yes.
Mm.
Well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
She's the one who brings up the problem. Yeah, the problem about
and she's also the one like at the race. She's the one who tells them, "Hey, let's cut him off at the middle and convince him to keep on going." And it's funny how they're able to catch up to him despite Takafumi being the actual runner.
Well, they're taking shortcuts.
Oh yeah, they are taking shortcuts.
Yeah, that's true.
Tomoya gets just too tired, and I think.
Anyways, after the last arc where Tomoya didn't tell Tomoya anything, it was really nice seeing them tag team this one. Communicating with each other.
I guess it's because, in this portion, Tomoya wouldn't really be controlled by her emotions that much as compared to the last arc. So
that's
he could actually.
Bullshit. She was entirely controlled by her emotions this entire arc. She's a very emotionally driven person. Her whole thing was like, "I'm going to make you two happy no matter what." And kind of just like,
let me rephrase that. Her emotions didn't push her to do something that Tomoya didn't want her to.
Yes, that is a better way of putting it.
Okay.
It shows the more positive sides of that aspect of her, which I like.
Yes.
Extremely pushy, but that can be a good thing.
It does help. Like, if she didn't get that idea to just, you know, go to the middle and support him, then he might have quit in the middle and we'd get a bad end. Thanks, Tomoya.
There wasn't any, like, bad end apart from the one we saw last time, is there?
No, there's not.
That's in the bridge to the next arc.
Yeah.
So I guess as long as you got the flag for the last arc, you pretty much, and you don't fuck up the choices, you pretty much get the end of this arc.
Hey guys, what about Takafumi? We didn't talk about him yet.
Yes, let's talk about him. The foreigner.
Oh, the foreigner.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I kind of wanted to point out something interesting about Takafumi's character in this arc, and that's that he had to confront his past and get out of his comfort zone. I mean, he was talking about... he was trying to cope with his past, but this past kind of interfered with his present. He chose to stay away from his past, and instead chose his present and lived a normal life. But at the same time, he still loved Kanako. And I don't know, maybe he saw... that's this confrontation, this dual personality, something that really got me, that we don't see in other Kiss titles, or maybe it is, there's that, but it kind of faded out with other major themes. So, that's something interesting. Also, the way he saw his family, the track and field team was kind of his family, and he saw his family in Tomoya's house, in the household, and he feared that if he brought up his past, maybe that family would have
been torn
apart. It's
something he goes into again and again, where looking at the past versus trying to ignore it. But Takafumi's arc does it in a rather unique way, because Takafumi is pretty much happy the way he is, and he could go on like this, but we still try to solve what's haunting him, because that's just the better alternative.
It's not like he isn't still haunted.
I think that's a good message. That's a good message that we should all, try to learn from. I mean, even though we're happy now, if there's still something pulling us back, we have to step out of our comfort zone and, resolve these problems. And sometimes we can't do it alone. We need the help of our sister and our sister's boyfriend and our ex-girlfriend and people like that. And our dad's illegitimate child as well. I'm not thinking of anyone specifically, by the way. Just putting examples out there.
But, yeah, I don't know. That's a really nice message, actually, Pepe. Just the idea of not being content with the status quo, I guess, and to not be afraid to confront our past and challenge these things that may not be as good as they could be. It's not a bad message.
Yeah, it's like, we're happy, but we could be even happier.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, sort of thing.
Anyway, about Takafumi, it's interesting though, like, at the beginning of the story we see, I saw him as this perfect guy who, like, didn't seem to have a care in the world, didn't seem to have any problems, and we find out that, oh, he's actually flawed. It's good to see that kind of character depth, at least.
I guess a lot of his current personality does come from his past with the track team, where he learned to just let go and have fun with everyone, and now with Tomoya and Tomoyo and Kanako, he can do that again. But that doesn't change the fact that his past issues are still unresolved.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't know if I should bring this up now. It's kind of a crossover in between Tomoyo's After and Clannad, but I think Takafumi sees his family in the track and field team, and then he also sees that in Tomoyo's household. So maybe Takafumi sees the track and field team in Tomoyo's household with Tomoya, Tomoyo, Tomo, everyone together, and he's afraid that if something bad happens, or his past repeats, or it's brought up, then maybe something's going to happen to the family, and Tomoya is going to stay away. Yeah. Tomoya and Takafumi will go back.
Yeah.
You know, all this. I don't really know.
Yeah, that's actually a very good thought, because that's exactly what happens in the bad end, really. Because they bring up the past, it all falls apart.
Yeah, because they bring it up in a way that he isn't ready. No, I just realized something while Mogalskar was mentioning this. When this thing happened, like when Takafumi got with Kanako, and while her dad was still alive, Tomoyo wasn't there, was she? She was still, like, out battling thugs.
Yeah, pretty much.
So Takafumi was pretty much alone at that time, and I'm sure that he couldn't find solace in his mother nor his father, so in a way, I guess at the time, that was his family.
True, yeah.
Makes me realize, then, like, the death of the coach was akin to the death of his father. Well, his... And that, I guess it kind of strengthens how affected Takafumi was by all this.
At the same time, it's kind of ironic. He lost his one family in exchange for saving the other.
Yeah. You're right, yeah.
That's really good.
Oh my god. Okay, we going deep now.
Oh, I don't know if I'll say this. I think I said it before. I don't know if I should come back to it. It's the Tomoya... Okay. It's the Tomoya After on Clannad crossover. In Clannad, I think in Tomoyo's route, she mentioned that everyone has a family, and it's a family. And I found it interesting, something that Tomoyo said, being applied to the others, I mean, in Tomoyo After.
Yeah, it is interesting how, like, he talks about, like, the track team almost being his real family, but then when push comes to shove, he did want to save his biological family. It's so sad to be rejected by the one person you truly treat as a father figure like that. It's so sad. But
it's also something you almost never see in key novels, like the fallout of trying to kill yourself. Like, how his foster father, I guess I can call him, didn't really forgive him for his suicide, his attempted suicide.
Yeah, that's definitely something that Key hasn't... Like, Key touched on suicide maybe a tiny bit in some of its arcs, but never to the extent of, it's sort of like, I'm never going to forgive you for this. Even that sort of, like... It's a very... The whole theme of, like, not being able to forgive someone is quite untouched ground for Key.
It's quite unkey. Well, as we see by the end, he believes that he actually does forgive. Well, Kanako forgives Takafumi.
That's Kanako. I think Kanako had that authority because of her relationship to Takafumi's past and knowing exactly what was going on there. And also being as someone who wasn't on the best terms with him, I guess.
And also being the guy's daughter.
That too, yeah.
Actually, I guess when Takafumi jumped in front of that car, was he really intending to kill himself? Or I know he was planning to fix his family. So he must have been confident that he wouldn't die.
Yeah, I don't think he was.
That sounds pretty crazy.
I don't know. That's weird.
It's like, oh, I'm just going to be hit by a car. I'm not going to die.
One thing I really liked about this arc was it kept thinking back to Cape's route and how that had a similar plot of someone who used to run and his whole thing was that running was his reason for existing.
This is kind of like the antithesis to Cape arc because Takafumi doesn't give up on life because he lost his running.
In fact, he doesn't really care about running at all. It's just something he could do in his past.
Yeah.
The whole message of "I want you to run so you can stop running" is so cool.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wanting him to stop because he wants to stop instead of because he feels like he just can't handle it anymore.
Yeah, it's just the difference between running away and finishing. You know.
Mm.
Yeah, well, I see it in a different way. I think it's kind of a metaphor. I think Takafumi's been stuck running in the race of life. So he's been stuck and he hasn't advanced in life because he's been he didn't really quit running normally. So he's got that kind of, if he quits running, then he'd continue running he'd go on in life with Kanako, after all, together. So it's that kind of message for me.
And then there's also the whole the dual meaning of running being running psychologically from something and actually physically running.
Well, one thing I guess I should still bring up since I did bring it up in the last podcast is that I still think that this arc too plays into the theme of the past unexpectedly catching up to you and you dealing with it.
Yeah, that's much more obvious in this arc, I think.
Was it unexpected?
Because, it was unexpected in the way that Kanako's appearance forced him to do it.
Yeah.
Without Kanako returning, he never would have had to deal with his past.
That's true.
Yeah, well, maybe Tomoe also played an interesting role here. I mean, she was the one to bring up the issue to Tomoe anyway.
That is true.
So I think Tomoe is also relevant. Also, I mean, Kanako too, of
course. Something that wouldn't have happened if the past didn't randomly catch up to them, but they face it and they deal with it, and I really like that message.
Yeah, and also what I see here is that more of the message of this arc is more a message that goes on throughout all the Vian, is that things just happen in life and you just can't do anything about them. And the fact that those things happen is maybe just a bunch of coincidences. Like you said, Kanako had to go back, to come back to Takafumi. Tomoyo was there. Tomoyo was in a relationship with Tomoyo.
I love in Key novels when we get to support someone else in a relationship instead of just being the protagonist and getting the girl always.
Yeah.
In this case, Tomoyo is already in a relationship, but he can help someone else struggle with
his arc. His arc is already finished.
The more we talk about this, the more I realize that I like Tomoyo after for many of the same reasons I like After Story, which is that life just doesn't just end with the route. It goes on beyond that.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
After philosophy is strong in this game.
It definitely does. It definitely does feel like another After Story, because After Story also has multiple arcs. what After Story doesn't do is they take the learnings from the past arc and put them into the next, which I think is cool. Alright, so the end of the arc, when he finishes the race, he doesn't win the race, but he wins the girl. Yeah. that scene Wonderful. Was absolutely that scene was absolutely sweet. I loved every second of it. I was giddy like a schoolgirl.
Yeah. I do like that he didn't win the race, because realistically he shouldn't win the race. But yeah. It doesn't matter that he didn't win the race. It just...
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. That's something I really like about Tomoe After. I mean, Tomoe After keeps it real, but still it's able to convey exactly. a message. Yeah, that's
even
it,
just by finishing, you can achieve something. Especially for a person in Takafumi's position, I can imagine the winners looking over at their little group, wondering why are they so happy? They didn't win. It's good that Kanako was able to like rekindle her feelings. Well, I guess they never really disappeared, but more than anything, she probably regained her respect for Takafumi after he finished, because she realized, oh, now he can stop running, not by running away. So
what?
Yeah. Well, something I wanted to go back to this last scene you mentioned. Everything was like just fine. It was fine, but it felt a bit sudden. I mean, all of a sudden there was Kanako who hadn't been all that much, all that sweet besides Takafumi. I mean, it was maybe a bit too sudden. I think that we should have seen more of Kanako, because there wasn't really a lead up to that point.
I kind of agree with that, but at the same time, I also find it believable. I guess it would have been more impactful if we saw Kanako's internal conflict about this while it's happening, But
I mean, you do kind of see her conflict in that one scene where she talks to Tomoya, where she's like, okay, how long is this punishment going to continue? Wait, what, you're not punishing him?
Yeah. That's the only way she can think of it. It's a Batsu game.
That was funny. Yeah, but yeah, it's fine after all. It's not that I hate it. It was just a bit sudden. I'm not really complaining about it.
Well, that's fair enough.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot better than the Tomoya arc.
Tomoya arc. Yeah, I have to agree with that.
I still gave it a 3, though.
I gave it a 4.
No, I gave it a 3.5 because it missed a bit of potential.
I gave this one a 4.
10-point rating system.
I'm fine with a 5-point. I gave it a 4 because I thought it was good. That's basically, if something's good, it gets a 4. If something's average, it gets a 3. So there.
There's one last thing about the arc I want to bring up, though, and that is the actual ending of the arc, which is when the screen turns white and we see typing on the screen. With someone, a certain someone, narrating how the story continues from there. Like how Takafumi's story continues from there, rather than the story of Tomoyo After.
I actually thought that typing was Takafumi. What did you guys think after seeing that typing?
It talks about Takafumi in the third person, so it couldn't really be.
Well, if Takafumi was writing an anonymous blog entry, for example, he'd be talking about himself in the third person, and that's how I viewed it.
That's just like
my immediate reaction to the ending scene. Like, oh, is this Takafumi typing? He's the computer geek after all.
Yeah, well, we do see the typing Tomoya much early in the story as well.
Tomoya kind of got good at typing, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yes,
he
did.
I'm sure he'd be able to type a paragraph or two.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The first time that typing appears is directly after the prologue.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
My gut feeling is it's Tamoya. That's just makes the most sense to me. Just reading this, it's just like, yeah, he's a protagonist. It makes sense for him to be narrating his own life.
Oh. As a person who's already finished the game and I know already who it is typing that, just like to compare my thoughts back then with my knowledge now.
Yeah, right.
Well, I think it was Tomoya, but I don't really know why. It just felt like that to me.
Is there anything you can talk about, like the text in that typing scene, Carafian? Because I don't remember the exact words.
Oh, wait a sec. I have it here. I'm reading it. It was then when he decided that he would take on the role of the teacher next. He would teach what his teacher had taught him. To those children who are standing still, not having found their reasons to live. And she would be there supporting him. Yes.
Well then, join us next week for the Tomo Arc podcast. I can't talk about that quote without talking about the rest of the story. So
That's fine.
That's a good segue. That was a joke, by the way.
We're so close to the end. Let's hurry up for the last sprint. Finish!
Power through, Pepe.
I forgive you.
Just go for it. Run, Tomoya. It isn't over yet. You still got things to overcome.
Anyway.
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's end this here. I'm your host, Spidey, and thank you for joining us once more for the Tomoyo After Book Club podcast. We'll see you next week for the Tomo arc. Go!
No, Aspie! Shut up. Fuck you. Did not use that.
It's similar,
isn't it? You're not allowed to use that.